Well, good morning. It is 6:34 a.m. on Saturday, May 6th, 2023. 51 degrees, which is halfway between 10 and 11 degrees Celsius. Yay! Double digits. 90% humidity. As I commence a stroll along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. Hold on, there's a sign here, I'm reading it. Talking about the Greenway, assume I'm walking on. Has hours now. Interesting. 6 to 8. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, we're okay. Yay. Anyway, good morning. Given the recent challenges I've had with the wired mic that I habitually use, I'm switching over to the Bluetooth for now. Oh, wow. Beautiful heron just launched its way across. God. Beautiful bird. So, God. And so I was sitting there gazing out across the Willamette, captivated by the waters as I am, and I saw a huge thing surface briefly and then go back down again. I was like, did I actually see that? What the heck was that? And it surfaced again, and it's a harbor seal. I've never seen a harbor seal, period. Nope, there he is. He's still out there. Let alone seen one in the Willamette. That is so wild. It's a singular experience for me. Of course, I haven't seen a heron fly across the Willamette yet either. So it's a morning of singular experiences. Kind of just hanging out there in the middle of the river. Wild. So that's the pic. Usually I do a picture of the Broadway Bridge, but that's just amazing. He seems to be alone, too. Huh. Whoops. Pay attention to this trail, Dave. Jeez Louise. It's weird. I'm not here any earlier than I've been. And yet, with the sun being up, everything feels a lot more awake and alive and active. I'm more aware of the traffic that's around, mostly because I can see it, I guess, but also hear it. I can see people on the bridges, biking or whatever. I don't know, it's strange. I was sitting there, just reveling in all the sights along the river, because there's a lot to see. And I can already, the thought, did I really sit here in the dark in my winter coat for months? It's already becoming like a dim memory. It's like, damn. Now I'm looking at everything in the water going, is that a harbor seal? Is that a harbor seal? Is that a harbor? Nope, that's a log. That is not a harbor seal. So, had an amazing date with Allie last night. Morning. It was I've honestly never met anyone like her. She is she's very good about not letting me be vague. And you know, I tend to rely on, for lack of a better word, poetry or words that imply a larger meaning. And while she certainly appreciates poetry, not in the context of interpersonal relationships. She likes things to be very clear and very specific. And that's new to me. I was talking to Steve and Sarah about this, and it's like, there is a tendency, I think, in monogamous relationships to allow things to go unsaid, or to allow implied meanings be implied, and I'm not saying this well, but anyway, it's been an intriguing challenge for me to speak very clearly and very plainly. Oh my God, Dave, you have to speak clearly and plainly. Easier said than done, honestly. Which I don't know. I mean, my experience is not so vast that I can compare this to anything else, because it's not like anything else I've experienced before. So I don't know if this is just the way normal people do what they do, or if this is Steelbridge, if this is exceptional. And I guess it doesn't matter. It's exceptional to me. So it's exceptional, period. She's exceptional. But we took a hike down, we took a stroll, let's call it a stroll, down to Spartacus, which is a local shop here in Portland that caters to, trying to be as discreet as possible, it's a sex shop. There's why beat around the bush. And in the interest of being specific and not relying on poetry, I will speak plainly. And it's not my first time in a shop like that, but it's my first time in a shop like that with someone who knows what's on the shelves. Warning. So it was a very interesting conversation with revelations both with regards to the uses of various and sundry items. Yes, I'm going back to being vague and poetic now. And also revelations about Ali's background and her experiences. And exploring things that she and I can experience together. I've never had that before. I've never had that clarity and that willingness to share and use the word educate. It's not quite it, but I guess cultivate an awareness of possibilities. But yeah, it was interesting. It was fascinating. And we went back to the tapas place. And had a lovely bit of tapas. And some, what do we have? We had ahi tuna and some pot stickers. And what was the other thing? Oh, it was a pork. It was a Japanese pork dish. And lovely. Love that place. And it was Cinco de Mayo. And so we were walking back from Spartacus. And it's like, you know, there are a dozen places between here and my apartment that we can stop and have a bite to eat. And every place we're going by was packed with like an hour wait. And it's like, whoa, oh, Cinco de Mayo. So, but we got to the tapas place and there was no waiting. And I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's not a particularly Cinco de Mayo-esque place, but my God, the food there and the drinks there are just incredible. And, you know, it's a little pricey, but, oh my God, worth it. So, got in, sat down. And, yeah, it was just, it was an exceptional evening. And, oh my, hummingbird. Hello, you. Goodness gracious, all these exceptional sightings. Not that I haven't seen a hummingbird before, but I don't think I've seen one here in Portland yet. It is a morning of singular events, of beauty and wonder. Yeah. And trying to figure out how to say this. I'm understanding better the shape of not only my relationship with Ali, but also with Muse as time goes on, and having fully stepped into this whole polyamory experience, understanding how this works, emotionally speaking. And you know, the difference between my usual modus operandi when it comes to relationships and romance and the way that is going to happen with these two women. And, you know, it's polyamory. There may be another someday. Who knows? But understanding the notion of space and how. Morning. How two people can be romantic and be romantically involved without it being an all-consuming emotional event. It's not that it's casual, because it's not, but it's not everything. And that's new for me too, but it's not a bad thing. I clearly need more data before I can come to a suitable conclusion. Research will continue ongoing. And I will report back my findings in a proper journal to be published later. God. And I just passed under the Broadway Bridge. So, wrap this up for a Saturday. God, I got a hike today. Holy smokes, that's another heron. Just standing there, looking majestic. Jeez Louise. I got a hike today. I'm going to go hiking up the lower McLee, I think it's called. I don't know. All hikes are new around here. Back when I was in Colorado, you'd know when you say, oh yeah, we're gonna do Bear Lake. We're gonna do, Ouzel Falls. It's like, yeah, I know that trail. I've hiked that trail. Not anymore. That is not my thing. I am not savvy to those things. So, a new hike today to go with harbor seals and herons and hummingbird. Harbor seals, herons, and hummingbirds. Oh my God. It's a blog entry. I'm having a blast, y'all. I hope you have a splendid Saturday. I hope you have an awesome weekend. I hope singular events unfold for you. I hope. Yeah. I just hope you have a great weekend. And however it goes down, embrace the words of Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create. Create. Create space for new experiences. Yeah. That may be the most profound creation, one of the most profound creations you can make for yourself. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. It doesn't have to be a person. It can be an experience. It can be any number of things. But when you come at the world like you're in love with it, it changes everything. And I promise I will do the same. No walk tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. Taking a day. But I'll talk to you Monday. Until then, y'all take care.